Okay, so picture this scenario for a second. You're school administrator,
Yeah.
right? And it's the first week of the month, which basically means your life is over.
Right. Chaos time.
Exactly. You've got this stack of physical checks on your desk that need depositing. Your WhatsApp is just absolutely blowing up with parents asking, did my payment go through or why did I get a
And
reminder?
you're trying to cross-reference everything in like three different Excel spreadsheets just to see who's actually paid up.
It's the definition of administrative chaos. It really is.
Chaos. It's manual. It's
Yeah.
so prone to error. And frankly, it is the exact problem that a platform called Ko-fi was built to solve.
Right. And Ko-fi is the protagonist of our deep dive today.
Yeah.
But we're not just going to talk about fee collection because,
Yeah.
well, that would be a pretty short and maybe a little dry.
A little dry, yeah.
We're looking at a much bigger picture here. We're exploring a hypothetical, but I think a highly strategic partnership between Ko-fi, this rapidly growing fintech platform, and a back-end engine called Auto Content API.
Exactly. We're looking at a specific what if. What happens when a vertical SaaS company sells software for a very specific industry like education plugs into an industrial grade content engine?
And you're not talking about just, using ChatGPT to write a few tweets.
No. We're talking about solving the content saturation problem at an institutional level.
I like that phrase, content saturation.
Yeah.
It sounds so polite, but it really just means noise, doesn't
It's
it?
just noise. Yeah.
Every business today feels this. It's immense pressure. You have to be on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify. You have to be there every single day. And that usually takes an army of creatives just to keep the lights on.
Precisely. And for a company like Ko-fi, the stakes are incredibly high. I mean, let's just look at their stats for a moment.
Okay.
They're already processing over 150 crore in fees. They have over 1,000 institutions on
A
board.
thousand, yeah.
And when I say institutions, I don't just mean, generic high schools. We're talking about everything from the Adi Shankar Academy to the Kyudokan Karate Federation.
That's a massive range. I mean, a karate dojo has a completely different vibe, a totally different set of needs than a formal academic academy.
Exactly. And that diversity creates a massive bottleneck. The product clearly works. I mean, the transaction volume proves that. But the barrier to growth, the real barrier, is production capacity.
Right.
How do you explain a complex fintech product to a karate master and a high school principal at the same time across video, audio, and text without hiring 50 people for your marketing department?
Okay, let's dig into that complexity a bit because I was looking through the Ko-fi feature list and it is dense. It is not just Venmo for schools.
Not at all.
They have smart ticket scanning for events,
Yeah.
they have expense approvals,
Right.
they handle reconciliation of offline and online payments.
Right. And they have features that are critical, but let's be honest, incredibly boring to explain. Take T plus one settlement cycles, for example.
Okay, let's pause right there. T plus one settlement, that is classic finance speak. What does that actually mean for the user, for the school?
It essentially means that when a parent pays a fee today, the money lands in the school's bank account tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's T, the transaction day, plus one day. For a school running on tight margins, that is a huge deal for cash flow.
Huge.
But now you try explaining T plus one settlement mechanics to a dance instructor who just wants to teach salsa.
Their eyes are going to glaze over immediately.
Instantly. And that's the problem. In the old playbook, if you wanted to drive adoption of that feature, what would you do? You'd write a help doc.
Right, a boring PDF.
Maybe if you had a big budget, you'd hire a video team to shoot a tutorial. But doing that for every single feature, for every single customer segment, it's impossible. You'd burn through your entire marketing budget in a month.
So this is the production bottleneck you mentioned. And this is where Auto Content API comes into the picture. It positions itself as an explainer engine.
Correct. So let's walk through the mechanics of how this partnership would actually work. Let's say I'm a new user at Ko-fi. I run a music school. I just signed up for the events module, and I'm just staring at the dashboard, totally confused about how to set up one-click registration.
In the current world, I'm probably searching for that PDF manual
Yeah.
or emailing support, creating a ticket.
Right, which is friction, it's a
No.
delay. But with the auto content integration, Ko-fi could implement a workflow where the API crawls their existing documentation URL for one-click registration.
Okay.
It parses the text to understand the steps, it identifies the key information, and then automatically it generates a 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer video.
Hold on, let me push back on this a little bit because we've all seen automated video before. It usually looks like a bad PowerPoint slide with a really robotic voiceover that mispronounces half the words.
Yeah.
Is this actually usable for a modern tech brand that wants to be taken seriously?
That's a fair skepticism, a really fair point. But the tech has matured, like, significantly. The Auto Content API can pull in these faceless AI avatars, or, and this is the crucial part, it can use custom branding assets to make the video look native to Kofi's style guide.
So it looks like your video.
It looks like their video. Sure. It scripts the explanation, it adds subtitles, and it produces a rendered MP4 file. So the user gets a visual walkthrough that looks professional, and it was generated instantly.
So instead of emailing a human, I just watch the video.
It changes the unit economics of support entirely. I mean, there's data showing that adding video increases dwell time on a page, which is just how long a user stays there.
Mm-hmm.
That signals to Google that the page is valuable, which makes it 53 times more likely to rank on the first page of search results. But more importantly for Kofi, it deflects support tickets.
Because if the video answers my question, I don't need to open a ticket.
You never open the ticket. And let's talk about the cost, because this is the wild part. If you hired an agency to make that explainer video, you're looking at hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars.
Oh, easily. Good motion graphics are expensive.
The auto content sources highlight a massive shift here. We're talking about moving from hundreds of dollars per asset to cents, roughly 400 credits, which is about €4 per video.
€4, that's barely a latte.
That's it. And when the cost drops that low, your entire strategy changes. You don't just make one video for your homepage.
No.
You make a video for every single feature, every single blog post, and every single FAQ. You flood the zone because it's finally cheap enough to do so.
Okay, let's take that flood the zone concept and apply it to marketing. Because Kofi wants to be found when a dance studio owner Googles best fee software for dance classes.
This brings us to a strategy called programmatic SEO, or PSEO. This is often misunderstood. The goal is to create hundreds or even thousands of landing pages that target these very specific search niches.
So fee management for gyms, fee management for music schools.
Fee management for preschools, exactly.
But wait, Google hates that, doesn't it? I mean, if you just copy-paste the same text and swap out the word gym for school, that's called thin content. You get penalized, you get braided in the search results.
You absolutely do. It looks like spam because it is spam unless, and this is the big, unless you have high information density.
High information density.
And this is where the partnership gets really, really interesting. Kofi could use the Auto Content API to populate each of those thousands of pages with unique multimedia assets.
So we're not just finding and replacing the headline here.
No, not at all. Let's imagine the dance school landing page. The API's deep research function generates a text guide specifically about fee challenges in the dance industry. It'll talk about irregular class schedules, drop-in rates, things specific to dance.
Okay, so the text itself is unique.
Then the audio API generates a podcast episode embedded right there on the page where two AI hosts discuss those specific challenges. Hey, managing dropping fees is hard, isn't it? Wow.
And finally, the video API creates a vertical short tailored for mobile users who are just browsing on their phones.
So the Google algorithm sees a page with unique text, unique audio, and unique video.
Exactly. You dominate the search engine results pages, the SERCRPs, because you have most engaging, most helpful content. And you did it programmatically, probably through their WordPress plugin, not by hiring an army of writers to manually type out 1,000 pages.
That's essentially mass customization for content. It's impressive. I want to pivot to the audio aspect you mentioned, though, because Kofi is backed by Key Value Software Systems. These are serious engineers.
Very serious.
They have SOC2, Type 2 attestation, GDPR compliance, IPA compliance. Trust is their currency.
And authority needs a voice. Literally. We've seen the rise of these consumer tools like Notebook LM, where you can upload a PDF and get an audio overview. People love it because listening is just easier than reading a dense compliance document.
Right. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You can't really build a business workflow on top of that, can you? Correct. It doesn't have an API. This is where Auto Content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. So Kofi could take a dense technical blog post, say, a deep dive into data security and how they handle encryption, and instantly turn that into an engaging two-person podcast conversation.
That makes the brand feel much more accessible. Hearing two voices discuss security sounds way less intimidating than reading a legal brief.
Totally.
But let's talk about leadership. What if the CEO of Kofi wants to give, say, a weekly market update?
Well, usually that's a logistical nightmare. The CEO has to book a studio, write a script, record it, edit out all the ums and ahs. It takes hours.
And most CEOs just do not have that kind of time.
This is where voice cloning becomes a strategic asset. The Auto Content API allows for really high-quality voice cloning. The CEO records a sample once, just once.
Just once.
And after that, the marketing team can script weekly market updates or feature releases and generate them in the CEO's actual voice.
I have to ask, though, is that getting into the uncanny valley? Does it sound robotic or
yeah.
creepy?
It's a valid concern. It really is. But the reviews for Auto Content specifically mention that the voices are natural, steady, and believable. It's about creating a consistent presence. Imagine being a school principal and feeling like you're hearing from the leadership of your software provider every single week.
Yeah.
It humanizes the fintech brand without burning out the executive team.
I can see the internal use case for this too. I mean, KeyValue has over 450 engineers.
Yeah.
Getting everyone to read a new HR policy or a code compliance memo is like herding cats.
Exactly. Turn that 10-page memo into a 5-minute internal podcast. Employees can listen while they commute or while they're debugging code. Retention of that information goes way up simply because the format is better suited to how we consume information today.
Now, there's a geographical challenge here that we haven't touched on yet. Kofi operates in India. It's one of the most linguistically diverse regions on the entire planet.
Yeah.
You have schools in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka.
And language is usually a huge barrier to expansion, a massive one. If you want to sell in Tamil Nadu, you usually need a sales team that speaks Tamil.
Right.
But Auto Content supports over 50 languages.
50?
Over 50. So Kofi has this great case study from Marian Villa Convent ISC School in Thiruvananthapuram. It's currently in English. With the API, they can instantly generate Spanish, Hindi, French, or Tamil audio and video versions of that exact same case study.
So they can take a success story from one region and instantly use it to market in another region in the local language.
Instantly. They're effectively multiplying their total addressable market, their TAM, overnight. They can test the waters in a new region, say expanding to North India or even internationally to Latin America, without hiring a single local salesperson at first. The content does the prospecting for them.
That is incredible leverage. But let's talk about speed, because schools and parents, they're extremely active on social media. And trends move so fast. If there's a big conversation happening about, say, school fee hikes, Kofi needs to be a part of that conversation, like, now.
This is the newsjacking capability. The Auto Content API integrates with ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit feeds. It has social intelligence built in.
How does that work in practice? It's not just reading tweets, is it?
No, it's an active system. Imagine a workflow where the API is monitoring Reddit for keywords like school fee hikes or payment security. It detects a trending conversation.
Okay.
It doesn't just alert a human and wait. It can trigger what's called a reaction loop.
A reaction loop? What's that?
It's an automated workflow. The system analyzes the sentiment of the trend. Are people angry? Are they confused? And it drafts a script from Kofi's perspective. Maybe it offers advice on how to manage cash flow better during a crisis.
Uh-huh.
Then it automatically generates a vertical 9.16 video optimized for TikTok or Reels, complete with avatars and subtitles.
So before the human marketing manager has even finished their morning coffee, Kofi has a relevant video out addressing the hottest topic of the day.
Exactly. In the attention economy, speed is a proxy for competence. If you're 3 days late to a trend, you look out of touch. If you're there in minutes, you look like a market leader. This lets Kofi be there in minutes.
That is both amazing and a little terrifying, but effective. I want to touch on one last feature mentioned in the notes, deep research, because there's a big difference between generating content and generating actual insight.
A huge difference. Most AI tools, they just hallucinate based on their training data. They make stuff up. Auto Content's deep research endpoint is different because it actually browses the live web, it reads reputable sources, it cross-references claims.
So how does a company like Kofi capitalize on that?
They can transition from just being a tool provider to being more of a business consultant. Imagine they set up a recurring research task. Let's say every Monday morning, the API queries. Trends in digital payments for education 2026.
Okay.
The API scans the web. It finds the latest reports. It synthesizes a briefing document. And maybe it even creates a short audio summary of its findings.
And Kofi then sends that out to their clients.
Yes. Imagine Kofi sending a weekly audio podcast or a PDF briefing to every single school principal using their platform. Here is your weekly briefing on the state of education finance, brought to you by Kofi.
That is massive value. The 1,000 plus happy institutions aren't just getting a payment gateway, they're getting a strategic partner that works for them every single week.
Exactly. It builds a moat around their business. You might switch payment providers for a slightly lower fee, but you won't switch away from the partner who gives you strategic advantages and keeps you informed every single week.
So let's wrap this up. What we're really describing here is a total transformation. We're seeing how Ko-fi can move from being a standard SaaS company software as a service to effectively being a media company that also happens to sell software.
That is the key shift. They're moving from manual creation, where every single asset costs time, human effort, and significant money, to automated transformation.
Right.
They're taking one core asset, maybe it's a blog post or data point, and turning it into a podcast, a video, a tweet, and a translated article all instantly.
And the so what for everyone listening, I think it's about recognizing the bottleneck in your own world.
I think so. The barrier to growth used to be distribution. You had to get on TV or get on the radio, but now YouTube and Spotify are free. Distribution is solved. The barrier today is production capacity.
And this removes that barrier.
Auto content removes that barrier. It allows a lean team to output content at the scale of a media empire.
It really makes you think about how we allocate resources.
Mm.
Okay, so here's my final thought to leave you with.
Let's hear it.
If a fee management platform for schools can automate a daily podcast, a 24/7 news channel, and personalized video support for every single user for literally pennies.
Yeah.
What happens to the competitors who are still hiring human teams to write one blog post a week?
They become invisible. It's a harsh reality, but in a content-saturated world, volume and relevance win.
Identify your bottleneck or get buried by it. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.
Goodbye.